haven't played since January, a true meaningful game. Yeah. Kind of excited about this one to start off the season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long training camp. You know, we showed up early, had the issues in Canton, and then I just played one game, so it's been a lot of meeting time, a lot of practice time, but I think we're all ready to get back on the field with the guys we got, and look forward to starting the season.
Mike was saying today he liked the vibe or the feel. I mean, are you kind of excited about the way people are feeling heading into this first game now?
I think everybody's excited to get back out there. It was a hot, steamy practice. I mean, the indoor facility, because of the rain, a lot of guys were sweating a lot, myself included. So we got to replenish our fluids now, and it'll probably be a good test for the game this weekend. It's going to be hot and humid, but we'll be ready to play. We've been practicing in some decent humidity this preseason, and we'll be ready to go.
You're in that game in Miami at 14, which is pretty hot. You're maybe the hottest one you guys have played since you What do you remember about that, and what did you guys learn from how to be prepared for that kind of game?
Well, that was a good team, a four-quarter game, and it took all the way down to the last couple seconds to win that game. So we put together a couple good drives there late, got a field goal, and then came back and hit a fourth down to Jordy, and then got down there on the fake spike, and Q finished it off with a touchdown on back shoulder. So I think the exciting part is that ride home. I mean, anybody who's played the game or plays the game knows how fun those road wins can be when you get that bus ride and the plane trip back to Green Bay. So that's where you can relax and just put it all on the field, and you're going to come out of this one probably a little more tired than some, but I don't think anybody's worried about the effort or the ability to deal with the heat this weekend.
Is there a best way to test a young quarter like a Ramsey, motion, or get a lot of things going at him, or as combination routes, things like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't tell you how we're going to go about that, but yeah, I mean, as a young player in this league, whether you're a young quarterback, you're expecting probably some more pressure than maybe a veteran quarterback. Young skilled player, you expect the ball to go your way or come to you. So that's kind of the NFL. Got to see if you can play.
Can you make us miss seven wide receivers? Through the course of the season, or are some guys just going to have to accept that maybe their roles are going to be lined up?
I think that's for sure going to happen. I think you're going to see some guys really dig into their roles, special teams especially. We got three guys who played a lot of football around here, our top three, and then the next guys who have really contributed on special teams, and that's why they're on the roster. So those guys need to dive into those roles. And it's a long season, though. A lot of stuff can happen. There's always injuries and minor and major, so those guys need to be ready, and Luke will have them ready to go. We got a great kid on the practice squad too, so there's two of them. I think Herb is a talented player as well, so we got nine legit receivers, and we tell them at the beginning of every year, it doesn't matter if you're on the active or the practice squad at any position, at some point you're going to have an opportunity to contribute. Most of those guys end up contributing in an actual NFL game. And they just got to wait their turn and realize it's a long season and a lot can happen.
As a quarterback, how comforting is it knowing that you guys have that depth at that position?
Well, it's comforting, but we need to see production. It doesn't matter if you got the depth. This guy's got to make plays on the field. And other than Abby, there hasn't been a lot of consistency kind of after those top threes with the guys making a ton of plays on the field. Jeff obviously had a good last half of the last game, but we need to see consistency from those guys if they want to see the field. Until then, it's going to be guys that you trust.
What's your reaction to Josh Sitton being released?
Yeah, it's a tough business. If you're here long enough, you're going to see a lot of your close friends not here anymore. It's tough with the timing, and lost Tim last week as well. Josh and I played a lot of football together. He began his career starting my first year as a starter in 2008. So played a lot of football together, had a lot of fun off the field together. It's tough, but that's the business. You can't say you're ever really surprised because, there's things that happen all the time. And I've seen a lot of them over the years. We just got Brett Goode back, you know, one of my closest friends for years. But Tim's gone, and John Kuhn's gone, and AJ's gone, and Rubel's gone, and James Jones is gone. Again, it's a tough business, but we're going to move forward with the guys we got. We got a lot of faith in Lane, and expect him to step in and play well.
Were you as shocked as the rest of the linemen were?
Again, nothing surprised me anymore. I mean, I've been around for a long time, so it's the initial, you know, shock, but that's the business. You know, it's a young man's game, and they're always looking to replace you. At some point, they're going to try and replace me, I'm sure. So when that day comes, I won't be shocked either, because I know the type of business that we play in, and that's part of the reason we love it, because he loves staving off, you know, them trying to get rid of you, and the challenge every year to continue to keep yourself at a peak performance level.
Do you think players, veterans especially, deserve an explanation on a move like that?
I mean, it's the nature of the business, so I think that's the explanation that is pretty easily available. You know, there's always moves like this that happen every year, you know, and that's above my pay grade, and those guys are paid to make those decisions. I'm paid to play quarterback with the guys we got. And like I said, we're confident in the guys we got.
Aaron, on the other side of that, what was your reaction when you heard that Joe had made the team after everything he'd done?
We're really excited for him to be a, you know, D3 Heisman coming here and show the type of improvement that he showed. It's exciting, you know. And I think one thing that's got to be really special is to go from the Green Mile, as they used to call it, which is the back locker room, to the front locker room. I mean, talk about an exciting time. You walk in the locker room every single day in the back. Next thing you know, you make the 53 and you're, you know, on my row right here. I mean, that's pretty awesome for those guys. So I'm really excited for him and the other undrafted free agents who worked hard and deserved to make it. And that's what you love to see, guys who, you know, put the time in and improved throughout the training camp and made plays in the games. And look here, they're on the roster. You look at those two safeties. Beginning of camp, you say, we got four studs at safety. You know, we're kind of set there. Those guys show up every single week and make plays and lay some hits on guys and have some interceptions. The next thing you know, they both make the team. So you love seeing those guys rewarded for their hard work and their focus.
Aaron, Mike was talking yesterday about how you have your primary positions like quarterback and then positions that aren't primary. When we talk about Josh's impact and moving on from that, is it less just because he is a guard? Is it easier to get over because his impact may not be as great on the football field at the guard spot?
Well, I mean, I didn't see the exact quote of what he's saying. I think he's maybe talking about, you know, job responsibility within a play, possibly, where I have to know what everybody else is doing at all times. But the offensive line is very important. You know, it's important to have a unit that's cohesive and that can play together for a long time. The best lines that we've had, it's not always the most talented lines, but it's the lines that can play together for extended periods of time and avoid those injuries. So we're going to need those guys up front to find a way to stay healthy, have some good fortune with that, and then learn to play. You know, Dave learned to play with Lane, and Lane learned to play with JC and get on the same page as quickly as possible. And that's taken a lot of reps together and walkthroughs and in the games as well. So I'm not worried about Lane at all. But, you know, as far as the 11 that start the game and the guys that rotate in, the job responsibility is very high, in my opinion, for all those guys.
Aaron, now you're in sort of a regular season practice type mode and game planning and all that. When do you know what kind of offense that you'll have? When does that? When do you have that sort of feel for what you have on that side?
Well, I think the identity kind of grows game to game. You know, you see it start to show itself this week, and you have an idea about where the ball is going to go, maybe, or who's going to have opportunities in the game. But you know, things happen out there. I mean, there's broken plays, and there's guys who show up, or guys who make the most of their matchups. You know, defenses can dictate sometimes the way that we end up adjusting and vice versa for us and our defense. So it's always interesting to see what guys show up when it really counts. And again, you know, back to the question earlier, you know, all these guys are going to have an opportunity to make plays throughout the season. So if it's not your week in week one, doesn't mean the ball is not going to find you, you know, in the second and third and subsequent weeks. So these guys got to lock in. As Tay really did a couple of years ago, you know, when he would go stretches and games without getting a lot of throws his way, and then you know, big game against New England and a big game against Dallas in the playoffs. That's kind of an example of what it looks like to be focused and prepared every single week.
As you break down the film for Jacksonville, what impresses you, I guess, overall about the Jaguars?
Well, they got a lot of top picks playing on that defense. You know, they've doing a good job of continuing to add to the mix. You know, a very stout front. They brought in Malik, who I trained with in the offseason. I mean, he's a great player. And, you know, had obviously a great year last year with Denver. Drafted a young corner to go with two solid corners already in the mix. Brought in Gibson from Cleveland. They're already solid at linebacker and added a young player from UCLA, Jack, who, you know, many believe was a first-round talent had he not been hurt. So it's a very good defense, very well coached. I have a lot of respect for Coach Bradley and the job that he's done and the improvement. You look on the offensive side, I've gotten to know Blake a little bit over the years. He's an ascending player for sure, and they got some very nice weapons outside as well. So we know what type of team we're playing, and the challenge is a real one, and we gotta step up and meet that challenge head on.
Aaron, you mentioned a lot of names earlier of guys who were here for the Super Bowl run that left this offseason. Your goal is obviously still to get back there. As those guys leave and there's few of them around, how does your leadership grow and your role in getting this team and this locker room back to that place?
Well, you know, I think in the league there can be a correlation between experience and respect. And that's how you add to your leadership. The more years you have in the league, most of the time there's a higher level of respect for you initially. And that gives you opportunities to speak more freely in meetings or in the locker room. And you just have to continue to look for ways to authentically, you know, connect with guys and find that chemistry on the field. It's just looking for those ways to, you know, to be a leader and to get these guys all pulling in the same direction. Because you see the best teams, you know, obviously talented, but they have that chemistry where everybody is on the same page and believing in each other and going the same direction.
You mentioned how defense.
Last one.
My defense is not exactly a young quarterback versus a veteran quarterback. How do you think? Do you foresee Jordy, especially coming off the injury, that they might do something differently with Jordy?
I mean, it depends on how healthy they think he is, but you know, I think we're all looking forward to the sight of 87 back on the field and healthy.